In my homily for this past Sunday, which was our last opportunity for a while to gather as a whole community of faith here in the church, I talked about my hopes for this time of uncertainty. And one of those hopes is that the celebration of the Mass, which we cannot participate in as normal, is not just something that we wait for until we can return, but rather that we see this as an opportunity to broaden our understanding of what the Mass is, to recognize that while we have the extraordinary privilege of being nourished by God's own body and blood, it is not just called a communion service, but the Mass. Because the Mass is a celebration of our entire life with God. The Mass, primarily, is a work of God that we participate in. And this work of God is for our benefit, even if we can't be physically present the way that we were. And so what we have decided is, over the course of the next few weeks, as we are celebrating these Masses in our homilies, we want to give a series of teachings about the different parts of the Mass to try to help this broader understanding, so that wherever you are, wherever you might be watching, you can turn your heart to the Lord. And in that turning of your heart to Him, your relationship with God will grow. And as the hunger for the Eucharist grows, along with a deeper understanding of the Mass, we can return when the day comes with an ever greater joy, with a deeper understanding of the work of God in our lives, with a more generous and perfect response to what God does for us every time we celebrate the Mass. So while we are the ones who are here, it is the power of the Holy Spirit that will unite our voices and our prayers for what God wants to do for us. I mentioned that we celebrate the feast of St. Cyril of Jerusalem today, and I want to remind you of words that I prayed in the opening prayer of the Mass just a moment ago. We talk about this St. Cyril of Jerusalem as someone who led your church in a wonderful way to a deeper sense of the mysteries of salvation. That's what we're hoping for. A deeper sense of the mysteries of salvation. Because those mysteries are the whole point of the Mass. We celebrate again what Jesus did for us on the cross and by His rising from the dead. We celebrate along with the saints and angels in heaven gathered around the throne of God today, because we believe that spiritual things are real things. Then we trust that the Holy Spirit has power to work beyond the confines of a physical church building, but to fill the hearts of His people. And so over the next number of days, as we talk about the different parts of the Mass, pay close attention. Close attention to the thoughts that are in your mind and make them intentionally turned toward God. Pay close attention to the power of the Holy Spirit at work in the sense of your heart. And let God draw you closer to Himself. The power of God really does transcend every reality of our lives. And it can bind us together, regardless of where we might find ourselves on any particular day. God can get to us even with social distancing. The power of God can fill our lives even now. I want to share with you a quote from this saint that we celebrate today. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem was a great teacher of the church in the early days of people preparing to join the church, of catechesis for those who were preparing for baptism. And he said this, "Then, having sanctified ourselves by these spiritual hymns, we beseech the merciful God to send forth His Holy Spirit upon the gifts lying before Him." That's what will happen in just a moment. As we continue the celebration of the Mass on the altar, it is the Holy Spirit that will fill the gifts that we place on the altar with God's own presence. And that Holy Spirit that leaves from this place to your home and to your hearts can fill you with every grace. It tells us as well in this quote from St. Cyril, "Upon the completion of the spiritual sacrifice, the bloodless worship, over the propitiatory victim, we call upon God for the common peace of the churches. We call upon God for the common peace of the churches, for the welfare of the world, for kings, for soldiers and allies, for the sick, for the afflicted. And in summary, we all pray and offer this sacrifice for all who are in need. And so these days of separation can be days of hope, because we believe in a God who crosses all boundaries, who binds us together no matter where we are physically. And so my prayer is that as we celebrate this Mass here, each of you may receive the full spiritual benefit that God has to you. And I am confident that all God asks of you at this moment is to be open to His presence and let this Holy Spirit fill our lives, so that as we continue to reflect on the celebration of the Mass in its individual parts over the next few days, that we may benefit in a way we never dreamed, and that this disruption of our lives may be an opportunity to be filled with God's grace.